friends, this shir should be a special schus for Ilana Simon Bas Miriam and for Rabbi Yaakov David Ben Rafael Alevi Umishbachto and for Rabbi Baruch Yitzchak Ben Shira Leah. We're going to be learning a very interesting shaila that Rav Avadya Yosef was asked. It's the year 1948 when he was in Av Beis Din in Cairo. It's printed in the last volume of the Abiya Omer, Chelek Yud Aleph, that Zocha to have, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya. And he was asked about the Rambam in Sof Perek Hei Mechuchas Melachim Melachim Yud Beis, that one is not allowed to leave Bavel and go to other lands, as it says, Bavel Yuvu V'Shama Yiyu. And the Kesef Mishnah says that even to Eretz Yisrael it's Aser. In other words, once you're in Bavel, Bavel is today Iraq, it's about 110 kilometers south of Baghdad. So if you're there, Aser Latzos Mi Bavel Ashar Ratzos, the Kesef Mishnah says even to Eretz Yisrael. Like Rav Yehuda in the Gemara in Ksubis, Dafkit V'Kufyut Amad Beis, who says that if you're all from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you're over, if you leave Bavel, you're all there. Even to Eretz Yisrael, you're over on an essay. So how is it possible that people are leaving Bavel? Bavel Yuvu, Yirmiyahu Chav Zayin Chav Beis V'Shama Yiyu. So, Rav Avadya has a very, very interesting tshuva. We're not going to learn the whole tshuva, but I recommend you go there. Yeredeh Simen Lamed Hei. So he starts off and he says, L'fi Asvar would appear that there's no Isser. Only for those Bnei Gola that were Nigla, that were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, Bukhurban Bayis Rishon, and they and their children. So about them, the Pasuk says, Bavla Yuvu, Rishama Yiyu, Adyon Pakdiosam, until the day I remember, you have to stay in Bavel, Mashain came. People who went to Bavel, the exile, Bukhurban Bayis Sheni, or went to other Aratzis and they went to Bavel, so there's no Pasuk above Yuvu. It's only talking about people who went there in Golas Rishon. Golas Rishona. So therefore, it would make sense that the people today, we don't know if they're the B'nai Ham of those people who went there in Golas Rishon, so you have nothing to worry about. They're all Sfakis. So, if they're Sfakis, so what do you say? You say that are you going to be machmir? Are you going to be mekel in this suffik? So what's the makor for the iser? Now it's a suffik. You don't know if they're b'nei ham of those people who were originally exiled, because the iser is on those who were originally exiled. So what are we going to say? Say that since it's midivrei kabbalah. Sveika le, this is where we get into trouble, because we have a rule that midivrei Torah you go to chumra, to rabbanan you go to kula. What about midivrei Kabbalah? So the Rambam writes in his Perish Mishnayis Mikvos Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, Shkol Dover Shikra Me'alach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, Sveika le, Hakel. So we have Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that's Sveiko is L'Hakol. So why is Divrei Kabbalah is not stronger than what's learned from the Navi is not stronger than Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai? So we can go L'Kula and we can let them leave. And certainly L'Gabi Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that people are leaving Babel and they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Avada now, especially 1948, Tafshin Ches. This is the time to go. This tshuva was written Chaf Aleph Adar Tav Shin Ches. It's mamish a few months before the announcement of the Atzmo, before Yom Atzmaut. 2 months before, a month and a half before. So vada, let them come. Ein kan iser. So the Gemara says over Ba'asei. So the Shutar Abaz, he wants to say that means that minat Torah, but it's not muchach, because you can say over banase even a divrei Kabbalah. So you have your divrei Kabbalah, We'll go like the Rambam, that halacha l'moshe misinah, you could be mekel. So also here, when you have a suffek, if they're allowed to leave, because maybe they're not descended from those who went there in the first galus, so we could be mekel and a suffek. You can make halacha l'moshe misinah, you can make on divrei kabbalah. So now, that really brings us to a, really opens up a Pandora's box. Is the Rambam correct? Suffek halacha l'moshe misinah l'kula? It says in Kiddushin that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Orla B'chutzlar Tzalach L'moshe Misinai, the Gemara says, Suffek is Mutter. If it's Suffek, Orla B'chutzlar, it's Mutter. And the Gemara says, no, it's not. That's the Halach L'moshe Misinai. The Halach L'moshe Misinai was said that Tzfek a Mutter and Vada Aser. Which means that according to the Gemara's Teretz, only here, where we have a specific halacha l'moshe misinah that we're matir sfeikus, are you matir sfeikus. But if you don't have a specific halacha l'moshe misinah matir sfeikus, you're going to be machmer halacha l'moshe misinah. Only here by Orla, where kach namra, the halacha l'moshe misinah was said that tfeik a mutter, you're going to be matir sfeikus. But normally, you're going to be machmer in sfeikus. So that means suffik halacha l'moshe misinah. If you have a suffik, if you have a halacha l'moshe misinah, and then you have a suffix about it. You have to be machmir, or can you be mekel? It's mashmir from the Gemara that you have to be machmir. And so brings the Rashash in Sota, Daf Chof Gimel Lamed Aleph. That's the magic of Rav Avadia. You're talking about this Shaila Bavel, leaving Bavel. Next thing you know, you're in a Rashash in Sota, Daf Chof Gimel Lamed Aleph, who's Docha the Divrei Tosis Yontif, Divra Maschulish Meder, Tosis Yontif Pergil Mishneches, who writes that if you have a suffix in a case of a person making his son a Nazir, you go Lakula. And says the Rashash, what are you talking about? Halacha l'moshe misinah, I have to go l'chumra. Brings the sugya in Kiddushin. Ketzas Kashi doesn't bring the Rambam. But al kopanim, we have now the sugya seems to go against the Rambam. The Rambam says halacha l'moshe misinah, sfeik ol hakol. And the Gemara is mashma that sfeik halacha l'moshe misinah l'hachmir. However, it's not such a kasha. Why? Because there in the Gemara, it's not just that you're sfeik as mutter. That's, you're really, really makel there. Why? Because it says that you're making a suffik biyadayim. You're allowed to tell this goy to come, go to a kerem that has orla, and bring it to you. So, in Chutzlaret, so you don't know if it's Orla or not. So you're mamish making a suffik biyadayim. So normally we don't create ourselves sfeikus. So the halacha l'moshe misinai was that you're allowed to be so makel and suffik Orla, you're even allowed to create a suffik on your own. You're allowed to make a suffik biyadayim. So it's even less, it's less chamor. And even a Surah Derabbanan that you're not allowed to. The Rambam brings the Beis Yosef brings him the Rambam Perakid Meholz Machal Surah Lachir Aleph Yoredeh Simen Reish Tzadi Dalet Sif Yud Shebechutz Laretz Yod Vilakech Meinav Nekorim Chutz Lekerem Afilo Deah Shehuvu Misham Vekulo Orla. You're even allowed to, in Chutzlaretz, you're allowed to go and buy a novim that are sold outside of the vineyard, even if you know that they were brought from there, and it's all Orla, as long as you don't see them locate. That's a tremendous kula. So when it says sveika mutter, it doesn't just mean suffik. Pashit suffik is mutter alach l'moshe misinah, the Rambam would say. But if you have any type of tliya, that it was brought from another place, therefore, maybe you could say it isn't Orla, or if it's a vineyard that has Orla, maybe it was brought from the non-Orla trees. So any type of suffix you can make, any type of tliya you can make, you make. And we're that makil by Orla. So when it says sfeika mutter, it means an extreme suffix, like even odds are really against you. But normally, halacha l'moshe misinah could be makil. You don't need a special halacha l'moshe misinah to say you could be makil by this halacha l'moshe misinah. No, you can make all halacha l'moshe misinah, as the Rambam would say. Here, the Gemara says you have special kulas that don't apply even to derabbanans. Even a suffik rachuk. if that's the case, then we can again say that Safek Alecha Moshe Mesinai Lekula, and Safek Midivrei Kabbalah Lekula. And even if you say that Safek Alecha Moshe Mesinai Lechumra, as we saw as possibly the Mashmos of the Gemara, we say about Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah, mi Divrei Kabbalah, lo yalfinan. Divrei Kabbalah is a different category. You can be more makel. You can be more makel than Min HaTorah. You can be more makel than Alecha Moshe Mesinai. He brings a number of sources. Afkas Rochel, that's the Tshuvas of the Beis Yosef, the Rashbash, others. Safek Divrei Kabbalah lahakol. Brings the Tshu Torah Chesem Milblin Chelek Orachayim Simen Lamed Chesel Zvav. I haven't looked that up, but we know that I plan to. Very, very geshmak. Ravadia loved the Torah's Chesed. He said it's one of his favorite Tshuvasvar, because he said that he knew how to write well. He said sometimes these Ashkenazi Rabbanim, you know, they're living in Hungary, so their writing isn't so good. Ravadia's writing was beautiful, but not every, you know, their first language is Yiddish, and their second language is Yiddish, and their third language is Yiddish. So when they write in Lashon HaKodesh, they could be Gonei Olam, but it doesn't always come out. So anyway, I remember Ravadia said he loves the Torah's Chesed, so I'm excited to see what the Torah's Chesed said. Akoponim comes out that numerous poskim say that Divrei Kabbalah you could be Mekel, and since it's here it's a suffix in Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Navi, you could be Mekel. Brings a raya, Sugi and Shavuos, it says, Kiyom Shenereg Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam. Like the day of Gedalia was killed. Which is Tzom Gedalia, and Tzom Gedalia is there the Midivrei Kabbalah. And Memela, and Tosu says there that it's considered Dirabbanan. So therefore, the Divrei Kabbalah is the status of Dirabbanan. And even though it says there that Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah, that means that it doesn't require Chizuk. You don't need to be Mechazik the Dirabbanan. But as far as the Chomer, because the Divrei Kabbalah you can also darshan me'al et sefer, so it doesn't need special chizukim. But as far as the Chomer goes, no, when it comes to being mekel, when it comes to sfekas, by Divrei Torah you're machmir, and by Divrei Kabbalah you're mekel. Every brings otherwise from Simet Tafresh Sadi Vav Siv Zayin that Simcha B'Purim is a mitzvah to say Doraisan Divrei Kabbalah ki Divrei Torah, and it's Docha D'Yasev Avelus. That's mashma that Divrei Katar Kabbalah has the status of Divrei Torah. Akopana, we have what to rely on to allow these people to leave, you know, for the mitzvah of the Yishev Eretz Yisrael, they weren't from the Galus Rishona, and we have a suffix of whether or not they were Galus Rishona, and we have a Makoros that maybe Divrei Kabbalah, maybe even Halacha Moshe Mesinai you could be Mekel, and even if you're Machmer Halacha Moshe Mesinai, maybe Divrei Kabbalah, it's less Chomer, you could be Mekel, and Sfek is there. Then he gets into another issue, very interesting, like you name never know where it's going to take you. There's a Machlokas whether Darshina time of the Krah. In other words, do you learn based on the reason? Can you learn halachas? So, what's the reason that you're not allowed to leave Bavel? What's so geshmak about, what's so holy about Bavel? So the answer is, because Bavel was the place of Torah. Galuim ha-mecheresh v'amaskev v'nischasku v'tam v'torah, gittin peches. V'avdi lai reise lo tishach mi Yisrael. So it sounds like it was a makom Torah. There were yeshivas there. So for Darshin in time of the Krah, you say, okay, back then it was Mamasha Makom Torah. But today, if you go 110 miles south of Baghdad, you're not going to find so many yeshivas. You know what I mean? If you come there, it's Israel. It's going to be a lot more, a lot holier. a lot more yeshivas. So Mamela, if that's the idea, then you're allowed to leave. Pashut. Maybe if a person's in Brooklyn or in Lakewood, there, that's today's bavel. That's the makom of yeshivas. But the bavel of today isn't. But that's all according to Reb Shimon, that darish time of the Kra. But according to the Rabbanan, that's Xeris HaKasuv, maybe we can ask her. And then he launches into a discussion. Do we pass Kindershin at time of the Kra? Don't we pass Kindershin at time of the Kra? That's an interesting discussion, but we are going to get to the conclusion, and the conclusion is that definitely, Ladina, Ha'ikar, Shemitzvah, Rabbi, Bizmanazeh, to come to Eretz Yisrael, Mechazek the Olam here, and don't paskin necessarily like this memory you over Basay. If you come to Eretz Yisrael, only like the other Aratzis, and says in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Chaviva Kas Ketano, Sekas Batamatar, Beretz Yisrael, Yosir, Mi Sanhedrin, Gedola, Shevachutz Laretz. More beloved is a little group that's Osek Batamatar in Eretz Yisrael than a Sanhedrin, Gedola, and Chutz Laretz. Kol Shekin, Shebaruch Hashem, Hosir, Lanud Sarit, Kamikame, Goni Adorim, Sani, Vatakife, Shev Shalom, and Torah, Yeres, Gedola, Torah, and Eretz Yisrael. You come here, you get the Chazanish was living then, and other Rav Kahanaman, and the great Rav Ezra Atiya, great Sfari Rabbanim, Tzvi Pesach Frank, Herzog, these are Mamish Gold Gedolei Gaonei Olam. So come to Eretz Yisrael, you go, you sit, you learn from Rav Zevin, great people. So Mimela, you can leave, and Taka Baruch Hashem, they all left, there's nothing left there, and Eretz Yisrael is filled today with Torah, with yeshivas. So that is the Maskana de Milsa. So Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned at the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael to come even today, so holy. Little group learning here is better than Sanhedrin Gedol and Chutz Laretz, and Shailov Safek Alach L'Moshe Misinai L'Chomer L'Kula. Agav, there's a Stei Chemet who before he was a camp, he was a sefer. He discusses it. You can look, they have a mafteach. And for the Stei Chemet and Chelek Tes, at the end, they have a mafteach. So you can look there, see Makaros, where the Stei Chemet talks about it. The Stei Chemet is like an encyclopedia, bring a lot of sources, whether we're machmir and Safek Halach L'Moshe Misinai or not. So we learned about Safek Halach L'Moshe Misinai, we learned about Safek Divrei Kabbalah, and whether or not there's Shina time of the Kra that we didn't get into, but you can look in the Tshuva, see what he says. And we should be Zelchem Yitz Hashem Lilmodu Lelame Lishma Velas Lekhaim's called Divrei Salam Taras V'Yahava Amen V'Yamein Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.